If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. And you know what? June is going to be another big month for the University of Louisville football program. They've got a strong number of kids that have already lined up, set their calendars to make official visits at the University of Louisville during the month of June. Some big weekends coming up. The staff is going to have a lot of key prospects, including a strong number of guys that are already committed to the University of Louisville in the 2024 class. They're going to be in throughout the month of June. One of those is going to be joining us here in a few moments on the Cards Cast. University of Louisville quarterback commit Deuce Adams is going to be our guest. He's going to talk about, you know, committing to Louisville, what he hopes to experience, and what that official visit might be like, and we'll touch on base on a number of topics. So stick around for that as we bring in Deuce Adams to the Cardcast here in just a few moments. But you know, since Jeff Brohm was hired back on December 7th, you know, there has been no wasted time for this program. Jeff Brohm has spearheaded a program since he took the reins and has made sure it has been full steam ahead ever since he became the head coach of the Cardinals. And just think about it. Since the moment he was hired, he had to immediately focus on not only just getting to know his team and forming a coaching staff and get to know his new digs and, you know, visit with the media and all that. Well, he also had to wrap up a really strong recruiting class for 2023. I mean, and the clock was winding down, did a fantastic job finishing up and putting a bow on a 2023 recruiting class. There's a lot of guys that can come in and play right away, strengthen the depth chart. And then at the same time, working the transfer portal, because, you know, you start meeting the guys, you look at the depth chart, you see who's gone. And obviously there are certain holes to fill and brought in some key players. You look at somebody like Jack Plummer, who has we know the history with between he and Brohm, and bringing somebody like that in so early on in your tenure before you get to spring practice, which then, you know, after you put the bow on that recruiting class, you continue to work that portal. Then you get into the spring practice, and because of these new additions and getting many of those freshmen from the 23 class on campus early, it was a successful spring practice. You had to really like the progress the team made from day one through the end of it. And offensively, a lot of that was because they brought in somebody like a Jack Plummer, who was fully aware of the offensive scheme and made that transition to a new scheme and new coaching staff much easier. So another successful stretch for Jeff Brohm. And then right after that, all of a sudden it became success, success, success on working that transfer portal. And now has the Louisville football program, you know, when you couple what they've did with the 23 class out of the high school ranks, and you couple that with the success, the ongoing success, as I expect that they're going to add a couple more at least to their transfer recruiting efforts before it's all said and done, before fall camp gets here. University of Louisville, now when you combine those two, or it's a listing that it's a group that sits among the nation's top 30 and is fourth in the ACC behind Miami, Clemson, and Florida State. And that's the neighborhood you want to be in if you want to compete for ACC championships. So in just a short amount of time, Jeff Brohm has kept this program focused on getting better, focused on winning in the future, but now, obviously through the work in the transfer portal as well. And, you know, they don't have time to take a breath because, as I mentioned, June's going to be a big month. They've got a lot of guys coming in for official visits during June, including Deuce Adams, who we'll bring on here in just a minute. They also have their camps. They also have a lot of kids that are going to be coming to the University of Louisville football, complex, you know, and be taught by University of Louisville football coaching staff members. And if June follows the lead of all the months that have preceded it, I'd expect June to be a pretty rewarding month for Jeff Brohm and his staff on the recruiting trail. So something to certainly keep an eye on, and we'll certainly continue to cover that at cardinalauthority.com. But as promised, one of the guys that's going to be making a visit is University of Louisville football quarterback commit Deuce Adams, announced for the Cardinals back on April 5th after a weekend unofficial visit, is going to be now in June, making his trip back to Louisville, this time as on an official visit the weekend of June 16th. So he'll be here 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. Again, as I mentioned, going to be part of a big group. That weekend's going to include a good strong number of guys that have already committed to the University of Louisville: running back Isaac Brown, tight end Dylan Messman, North Hardin product Sean Boykins, Jimmy Williams, offensive line commitment. Those are guys that are right now slated to be visiting for an official visit the same weekend as Deuce. So going to dig into that and plenty more with University of Louisville quarterback commit Deuce Adams here in the Cards Cast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excited to bring in Deuce Adams here into the Cards Cast. University of Louisville football quarterback commit announced for Louisville back on April 5th, a big addition to Louisville, made the decision after spending a few days in Louisville on an unofficial visit. He's going to be back in Louisville in June for his official visit, and is a quarterback on the rise ever since an Elite 11 performance in April in front of scouts. So he's made a nice jump in the 247 sports rankings, and I suspect is going to continue to climb. Now the number three quarterback in the country, Deuce Adams, joining us here in the Cards Cast. Appreciate you taking some time with us, Deuce.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's rewind the clock. Let's start, I guess, where the relationship, I guess, kind of started, because we've spoken before and you've talked about how you've built a pretty good relationship with both Brian Brohm, the offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, and head coach Jeff Brohm over at U of L. When did that kind of relationship kind of start, and how would you describe what that connection's like between yourself and now your future quarterback coach?
So our relationship kind of started this fall during the football season. When they were at Purdue, they started coming in contact a little bit. Because on September 1st, now they could start contacting us, juniors. So Purdue had hit me and we were in contact. I was in contact with the recruiting staff and they just began recruiting me. And later towards kind of winter, towards January, when they, I forgot if it's June, January or February when they made that move to Louisville. But
yeah,
Coach Brohm, he came to see me throw. And it was a few weeks after that where he had offered me a scholarship. And I already knew Louisville was going to be the top school before he even offered me, because he kind of told me he was going to go back and talk with his brother. And I kind of knew that they were going to offer me and that I was going to take a visit sometime during the spring. Just our relationship, we have a great relationship. We love offense and we can't wait to put up numbers in college.
So when that relationship starts, I mean, as a recruit, do you like hop online to kind of look to see what, you know, what they're obviously being a quarterback, what their throwing numbers might be like, and what, you know, obviously with their record, their track record, do you jump on the internet and try to learn more about these guys?
I knew they had a good track record, especially offensive sided, because they're both offensive minded coaches and they both played quarterback. So already my dad actually played against Jeff Brown in college. My dad played at Texas, and they played Louisville 1 year. I think they lost.
Yeah. That's a game well remembered by many Louisville fans.
And, so already my dad told me about that, so I already knew that. I knew that they had great offensive minds, and I already knew that they would develop me as a quarterback and as a leader and as an offensive mind myself, and I knew it would just create more opportunity for me to play at the next level. And that's just a great reason why I chose Louisville.
Now, as we mentioned, you know, you came on the unofficial visit, and a lot of unofficial visits, you know, it's just, you know, the guys might stop by for an afternoon or the majority of the day and then they take off. But you stayed a couple of days, right?
Yes, sir. I stayed two nights, but it was like a full 3 days.
Yeah. Obviously, you wanted to get as much packing as much as you can, you know, learn about the program. And when you were on that unofficial visit, what was it about Louisville that maybe took you by surprise? That, you know, like, wow, I didn't expect that.
Well, we had a meeting about coach and his past quarterbacks and what he was able to do with them and the numbers they were able to put up. And you know, I wouldn't say that they were the most talented quarterback, but they were some pretty good looking quarterbacks. And I know myself, I'm confident in myself and my ability. I feel with him coaching me and that offense and Jeff Brom, what he calls, I feel I can trust and I feel I can put up big numbers in that offense as well. So I feel like that was the number one reason I made the decision.
Yeah, because it didn't take you long after that unofficial visit. Yeah. It's like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I was like, there's really no reason to wait. This is my best opportunity right now, so why not wait? Let's just lock it down,
get it done, you know. And then kind of as a quarterback, you know, a guy that's kind of one of the leader of a team, now you can kind of be the leader of a recruiting class, you know. And what's that like at this? Obviously the recruiting class is still much in development. Are you forming good relationships with those guys yet? Or
I feel like I'm texting someone every day or every other day. Like, you look good in this uniform, and I know that we'll get some more guys on board, but we're looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, you're gonna be taking your official. What weekend are you coming in June?
I'm coming down the 16th through the 18th.
Nice, and obviously you'll have a little bit of the recruiter cap on there as well. But still, you're a recruiting prospect. What you know, coming in as an official visit. Is there still more things that you're hoping to learn about the school, the program, the city, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I would always want to learn more about the school where I'm going to be spending 3 to 4 years at. But I already know a lot about what I'm getting into, so yeah. I'm ready to roll.
That's pretty cool. Now, again, we're chatting with University of Louisville football quarterback commit Deuce Adams. You had the opportunity to kind of really shine at the Elite 11 regional in Austin in April, and shine you did. I mean, it drew the attention of many that were in attendance. Huge spike in your ratings on 247 following it. What was that experience like, you know, being out there with, you know, some of the best quarterbacks throughout the region?
It was a fun day. Just being able to compete against the top quarterbacks in Texas. I feel like we're the premier state for quarterbacks. And I feel like I did out there. I mean, I went up there and did what I had to do to hopefully earn a spot in the finals, but didn't get one. But I feel like I did okay at the regional. I feel like I went out there and competed, did good through, but didn't get an invite. But we're good. I'm still keep putting in work and just get ready for this big senior season.
certainly shows that, like I said at the beginning, that you're currently a quarterback, certainly a quarterback on the rise, and one that I know that the scouts are going to continue to keep their eyes on as your senior year progresses. And let's talk about the senior year. Does it seem real that that's finally approaching? That hey, you know, this my final year of high school is coming up.
And I feel like I was just a freshman coming into high school. It's here, and you know, time's going by fast. Just make the most out of the senior year.
And last year, I mean, you kind of, you know, lit it up, threw for over 3,000 yards, 34 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions. For those who maybe haven't seen your huddle tape or haven't had a chance to see, you know, throw in person or whatever, how would you describe what you're like out there leading a team behind, you know, in the backfield, leading a team like that?
That's really, really fun to watch. I like to bring excitement to my game. I like being an explosive player. Just can make plays. Just do what I need to do for my team to win the game.
Yeah, it won't be long until you know that senior year is going to kick off. Any goals for yourself, for your team? You know, heading into your final year in high school.
I want to win the state championship. Me and my team want to win the state championship, and that's the main goal.
As it should be, right? Now,
yes, sir.
Obviously, like I mentioned, you're going to be here for your official visit. It won't be long until, you know, you'll be back in Louisville and getting closer to your college career starting. Any message, you know, you'd like to express to Louisville fans as they get excited about, you know, eventually seeing you in a year or so in the red and black?
I'm coming in to work. I can't wait to be down there in Louisville. I'm coming in to work. I'm coming in to compete and hopefully see the field and make some big plays for a Louisville fan.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Deuce, appreciate you taking some time with us here in the CardCast. And we'll be talking again once your official visit's over, so you can see how that went for you and stuff. But look forward to tracking you throughout your senior year. And again, appreciate you taking some time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Again, appreciate Deuce Adams joining us here in the CardCast. And we'll talk to him again once he makes his official visit, kind of get a feel for what he thought the trip was like and what the other recruits thought and what he thought of his experience. So looking forward to catching up with him after that official visit, which, again, is the weekend of June 16th through 18th. He's going to be in a group that's about a dozen right now. Things can still fluctuate as, who knows, a few more may join that group as well. But amongst that group is a handful of guys that are also committed to Louisville. Joining him will be four-star running back Isaac Brown, four-star tight end commit Dylan Messman, also commitment Sean Boykins, the North Hardin product, offensive lineman commit Jimmy Williams. So it's going to be an impressive weekend, an impressive month of official visits at Louisville is lining up, during that stretch of official visits. And again, we're going to continue to cover it here at Cardinal Authority. Again, appreciate Deuce Adams for joining us here in the CardsCast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. This has been the CardsCast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.